The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Adufo, has described the preparation of the 2011 budget as very important as Ghana begins oil production. He said this calls for concerted efforts by all stakeholders to make the necessary inputs. Dr. Adufo, who was speaking at a stakeholders forum with the private sector in Accra, mentioned key target areas for the budget. Here is a report by Mercy Dacon.
The 2011 budget is expected to be presented to Parliament next month. It will outline government financial statements and economic policy direction geared towards propelling sustained economic growth for next year. Dr. Adufo said government expects businesses to take advantage of the opportunities in the upcoming oil and gas industry to create sustainable jobs and increased income. He said government on his part will target areas that will grow the economy.
We are seeking to introduce critical growth-oriented strategies to improve the lives of all of us. And these interventions will include both social programs in education and health because of the nature of government we are running. It's a social party, and therefore we need to look at social sector critical.
Dr. Adufo mentioned some challenges that hinder budget preparations. He said government will address them to accelerate the pace of economic development.
We have gone through almost the 2010 budget. And I'm happy to announce that broadly on track, there are some few challenges, but as a nation, we've done well. There are some serious challenges. Our wage bills are rising very fast as a nation. We have tariffs from our energy companies being passed on to government. We are paying on a monthly basis. These are not sustainable, obviously. There are serious structural problems which will need long-term solutions. But there are short-term ones which you and I must decisive to take those measures to move the economy forward and to achieve a growth trajectory that will take all of us into a very prosperous nation. The issue of tax evasions, exemptions, non-compliance to the tax regime, and limited contributions of the informal sector, among others, continue to be a major challenge in the improvement in the tax administration of this country.
The Director General of the Private Enterprise Foundation, Dr. Osebuyo Kansi, in his remarks urged government to ensure the proper management of resources to grow the sector.
The private sector in the country is not competitive and would find it difficult to compete in other markets and need to reach out to other markets and sell to them. Government would have to act professionally and assure us that mismanagement of the economy would be a thing of the past.
Dr. Boyo Kansi also outlined key policy interventions from the private sector government should consider in the budget to grow the private sector.
We kindly request to government for a waiver of VAT and National Health Insurance Levy on services imported by banks to facilitate compliance with the specifications of the e-switch and the technologies required in the course of implementation of the Basel II Accords. The financial services industry is one that relies heavily on the use of information technology to enable it to provide services to customers.
The forum attracted over 50 representatives from agriculture, industry, manufacturing, and the services sector.
That report was filed by Mercy Darkon.